Inventory audits and cutoff. An inventory audit is a physical count of inventory in a given location to verify the existence and ownership of inventory for financial accounting / reporting compliance and continuous improvement of customer service and operations. Two primary methods exist for auditing inventory records: the older periodic inventory audit method and cycle counting. Prior to discussing these methods, we introduce the concept of cutoff control. Cutoff control. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cutoff control as a procedure for synchronizing cycle counting and transaction processing. Cutoff control, or just cutoff, as it relates to inventory audit, is the process of restricting or controlling the movement of inventory between locations before and during an inventory audit. Moving inventory between shipping, receiving, manufacturing, storage, or other areas during a count can create counting errors. Selling an item that is currently being counted could also result in an error. Items could be double counted, counted in neither area, or counted when they should not have been included in a count. Inventory management software may enable placing a hold on inventory, so area transactions cannot be initiated until the hold is removed. Physical barriers or signs could also be used. While cutoff control was defined with the cycle counting method in mind, the periodic inventory method also uses a form of cutoff. In its pure form, it involves the cutoff of any inventory movements during the audit, but some modified forms also exist, as discussed below. Periodic inventory. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines periodic inventory as a physical inventory taken at some recurring interval, for example, monthly, quarterly, or annual physical inventory. Periodic inventory is a count of all inventory in a facility. This physical count is often performed as a year-end annual process. All items are counted in a short period, often requiring shutdown of operations and the use of many personnel with diverse experience, inventory planners, trained production employees, and accountants. It could also involve enlisting many other employees who do not normally engage in any warehouse duties. The primary purpose of a periodic inventory audit is to provide the value of assets for financial accounting, and external auditors may direct the process. Thus, the objective is to determine the total asset value in dollars as accurately as possible. This primarily benefits the owners or shareholders, but a side purpose can be to correct inventory records. However, as the audit is usually done only once a year, any improvement in inventory accuracy will tend to be short-lived. Also, finding the root causes of the inventory inaccuracies is not the focus. The focus is usually getting the job done as accurately and as quickly as possible to enable production to resume. Periodic inventory requires good preparation, such as by gathering identical parts in the same place, and if possible, grouping them into easily counted bundles or sealed cartons. Preparation may also entail staff with experience in inventory control clearly tagging all parts with their part numbers prior to the count. During the count, a participant counts the items and records the count on the tag, and a different participant counts the items again and records this count on the tag to verify the count. In some cases, sampling is used because there are too many items to count. The tags are then collected, and the count totals are compared with the inventory record. When the counts agree, and when they agree with the inventory records, this inventory is not counted again. Wherever discrepancies exist between the two counts or there are differences from the inventory record, the inventories get closer scrutiny. The inventory records are then adjusted to show the actual levels. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory adjustment as follows: the change made to an inventory record to correct the balance in order to bring it in line with actual physical inventory balances. The adjustment either increases or decreases the item record on hand balance. Periodic inventory is problematic because the persons doing it may not be well trained and thus could be prone to making errors, meaning that the inventory may not be completely accurate even after the count. Participants need to be given training to reduce chances for errors, and this should be repeated before each inventory audit, since it will typically have been at least a year since the last time they helped. Periodic inventory also typically requires an expensive halt in production, as well as labor costs and the costs of administrative accounting. A best practice is to cut off all movements of inventory during the count. While allowing inventory movements during a count is a significant risk, some organizations still do it, such as organizations that operate 24/7. The basic trade-off is the cost of inventory inaccuracy / inventory reconciliation versus the cost of lost operations or sales. Such organizations usually rely on automated transaction histories to reconcile the movement of items. For example, Home Depot uses periodic inventory for its stores, and the preparation lasts several days. The count occurs on a single day, and some of this counting occurs when the stores are open. Customer purchases are automatically deducted from counts, cycle counting. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cycle counting as follows. An inventory accuracy audit technique in which inventory is counted on a cyclic schedule rather than once a year. A cycle inventory count is usually taken on a regular defined basis, often more frequently for high-value or fast-moving items and less frequently for low-value or slow-moving items. Most effective cycle counting systems require the counting of a certain number of items every workday, with each item counted at a prescribed frequency. The key purpose of cycle counting is to identify items in error, thus triggering research, identification, and elimination of the cause of the errors. In cycle counting, inventory is counted continuously throughout the year with each item counted on a predetermined schedule. Cycle counting counts only a subset of the inventory in a facility at a given time, and the best practice is to cut off all movements of inventory to or from the area being counted. Cycle counting is performed by dedicated, trained staff whose job is to count small amounts of inventory each workday. Which items to count when is directed by policy, item importance, and timing issues such as least disruption to production or counting when counting is fastest and most efficient. Cycle counters are trained not only to avoid counting errors, but also to look for root causes of errors and suggest process improvements or technology improvements. Cycle counting has a different focus than periodic inventory. Periodic counting works to determine total asset value in dollars. Overvaluation in one place might cancel out undervaluation in another, and thus the valuation would be accurate in the aggregate. However, item-level inaccuracies would create problems in material requirements, planning, and manufacturing execution. The objective of cycle counting, then, is to ensure ongoing inventory accuracy at the item level, both by counting more often and by reducing the frequency of errors occurring in the first place. The advantages of this approach are evident. It is less disruptive and does not require shutting down production completely or sometimes not at all. This can be done by having cycle counting staff coordinate with production planners to determine what types of inventory will not be accessed on particular days. It can reduce losses by identifying potentially costly inaccuracies at an early stage and correcting the error and its root cause quickly. Since the amount of work done at one time is less, chances of human error are decreased. Also, use of dedicated staff with formal processes tends to produce a high degree of inventory accuracy. It requires fewer trained employees since the same trained group can be assigned the cycle counting tasks. These employees become more experienced in analyzing accuracy problems, detecting causes, and developing solutions. Often, cycle counting provides external or internal auditors with enough confidence that inventory levels are accurate, meaning that they may omit the periodic audit entirely. With iterations of the counting process, the organization continually improves its methods and performance. Cycle counting methods. There are different approaches to cycle counting, and an organization may use all of them in its counting program. ABC inventory classification is often used to determine how often to count each type of inventory. Items will be counted the most times each year. B, items will be counted less frequently. C, items the least frequently. Items with high street value or that otherwise are prone to shrinkage might be raised to the higher categories, even if they do not otherwise qualify for those levels. Note how the definition mentions that fast or slow-moving items may be criteria for what to count rather than just ranking by value. Counting fast-moving items more often will help keep inventory levels more accurate. Exhibit 6-44 shows how a cycle count schedule might be scheduled based on ABC classifications. Exhibit 6-44, cycle counting. In the exhibit, the number of items, unique part numbers, to count times the annual frequency is the number of counts per year. The number of counts per year divided by the sum of all counts, in this case, 22,600, provides the percentage of total counts. The number of counts per year divided by the number of manufacturing calendar days in the year provides the daily amount of each class to count. Another technique is to conduct counts in zones. This may be used in warehouses where items have fixed locations or to count work in process or in-transit inventory. It is applicable for stock with high inventory turns. In situations where inventory location is not fixed, where, for example, inventory is simply stored in whatever locations are open, location audits may be conducted. In these audits, a specific number of locations are checked each day, and the count for the items in those locations is checked against inventory records. Cycle counting triggers. A cycle count may be scheduled at regular intervals, as with the ABC method described above, but it may also be triggered by certain transactions or inventory levels to reduce the cost of counting. Counting may be triggered in these situations. After order placement, when levels are lower and easier to count, this also has the effect of counting items with higher turns more often. Introduction to Materials Management notes that inventory record errors are more likely to occur during transactions, so items with a higher number of transactions are likely to have more errors and should be checked more often. After order receipt, when employees are already at the location to put the order away, when the inventory record indicates zero stock. Again, this makes counting easier after a defined number of transactions. This also has the effect of auditing fast-moving items more often. When an error is discovered, such as a negative balance or the occurrence of a stockout when stock is indicated in the record is available,